Yeah. नास्ति
सर्वानि सुखस्य
circumstances, whether you consider the soul to be an eternal principle, or the material body to be perishable, or everything to exist in the impersonal absolute truth, or everything to be an inexplicable combination of matter and spirit, feelings of separation are only due to illusory affection and nothing more. Can you repeat after me?
Okay.
In all circumstances, whether you consider the soul to be an eternal principle, or the material body to be perishable, or everything to exist in the impersonal absolute truth, or everything to be an inexplicable combination of matter and spirit, feelings of separation are only to illusory affection and nothing more. Let's read the purport of this particular sloka. The remaining things, let us take it under summary study. The actual fact is that every living being is an individual part and parcel of the Supreme Being, and its constitutional position is subordinate cooperative service. Either in his conditional material existence or in his liberated position of full knowledge and eternity, the living entity is eternally under the control of the Supreme Law. But those who are not conversant in actual knowledge put forward many speculative propositions about the real position of the living entity. It is admitted, however, by all schools of philosophy that the living entity is eternal and that the covering body of the five material elements is perishable and temporary. The eternal living entity transmigrates from one material body to another by the law of karma, and material bodies are perishable by their fundamental structures. Therefore, there is nothing to be lamented in the case of a soul being transferred into another body or the material body perishing at a certain stage. There are others also who believe in the merging of the spirit soul in the supreme spirit when it is uncovered by the material encasement, and there are others also who do not believe in the existence of spirit or soul, but believe in the tangible matter. In our daily experience, we find so many transformations of matter from one form to another. But we do not lament such changing features. In either of the above cases, the force of divine energy is uncheckable. No one has any hand in it, and thus there is no cause of grief.
ीगुरवेमकांतरोतिमाचलम मंगलम लंकाय देवी कृपा महां वंदे श्रीगुरो दीननारायण। శ్రీచైతన్య మనోభిష్టం సాధితమే స్వయం గురువాహరాహ్యం సాద్వైతం సాధూతం హరిజనా సైతం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీమహారాశ్రమారాశరణితాశాకాంతాంశ్యో నమో మహాపదన్యాయ కృష్ణాయ మాత్రదాయనే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణచైతన్యాయ నమో బ్రాహ్మణ్యదేవాయ గోబ్రాహ్మణేతాయ చరితాయ కృష్ణాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః సప్తకాంచన గౌరంగీ ఆదేవేశ్వరి నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణమహేశాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తిదేవాయ నమస్తే సరస్వతీదేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైతారాసీ గౌరవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. The name of the chapter, as I mentioned before, is Dhritarashtra. Which home? Let's take a recap for the next 15 minutes or so before we go to this today's sloka, Sati Kota 51. Vidura, Mahatma Vidura, Venkat brother of Dhritarashtra, right from 8 age, he was very much attracted, he was very much, what do you say, attached to his elder brother Dhritarashtra. He did new, he always favors his sons compared to the 5 sons of Pandu. He did new this. Since he had that affection towards his brother, time and again Vidura used to remind, my dear brother, please separate yourself. He used to remind constantly. And he had gained the reputation of, this person is very partial to Pandavas. He had already gained that reputation. He is very partial to Pandavas. So when he was once, when I was mentioning the same suggestion to Dhritarashtra, Duryodhana got annoyed very much once. In the assembly, he humiliated Vidura, mentioning him to be a Shudra, and he doesn't have the right to interfere. This affected Mahatma Vidura and he quit the palace. He decided, let me go around the world looking towards self-realization. So when he went in this pursuit, by his good fortune, he could meet a celebrated Mahatma in the name of Maitreya Muni, a very celebrated rishi. The distinction of Maitreya is, when Lord Krishna passed from this world, he along with the Uddhava, had the distinction of, you know, having the last words with the great Lord Krishna. Such is the gravity of this personality. He took shiksha, knowledge. Prabhupada mentions very beautifully.
he received the knowledge of destination of the self. Now Maharishi Prabhupada is mentioning, he received the knowledge of the destination of the self from Sage Maitreya, become fully well versed in the knowledge of self-realization, and also becoming fully equipped, fully convinced that performing transcendental loving service to Lord Govinda is the object of absolute objective of human life. Having acquired such a consciousness, he went back to the palace again. There the scenario in the palace is very morose. Everybody were dejected, sorrow, because it is just after the war. They were all dejected. As soon as Vidura entered the palace, Maharaj Yudhishthira along with his brothers, Kunti Mata, Draupadi, Subhadra Mata, Krupacharya, they all rushed towards Vidura. They were all so happy, and the Bhagavatam mentioned here, when they saw Vidura, as if they came back to their consciousness. They felt our lives were inactive before. When they saw Vidura, they felt our life has come back to consciousness. They were all so jubilant, because though he was son of a so-called son of a Shudra, they did knew very well, this personality is a very learned personality, and he loved us very well. He took care of very well. So they were naturally attracted towards him when he came there. So when the guest came, as per the etiquette, Maharaj Yudhishthira paid his obeisances, did a very good reception, made him eat prasadam, told him to take rest. Then afterwards, when he was sufficiently taken rest, he was made to sit again. Then you could see, you know, Maharaj Yudhishthira asking various questions to Vidura. So naturally, when Vidura was asking, the entire courtyard simultaneously followed him. They were all looking at him with eagerness. Let me see what Vidurji is replying. Let me see what Maharaj Yudhishthira questions. So Maharaj Yudhishthira starts like this. My dear uncle, do you remember how you could able to protect all of us from many, many dangers before? Do you remember? We are very grateful to you for that. While you were traveling on the surface of the earth, my dear uncle, how did you maintain your livelihood? How did you maintain your livelihood, my dear uncle? At which holy places and pilgrimages you took your shelter? Prabhupada mentions, you know, even now in Jagannath Puri, Prayag, Hardwar, Vrindavan, there are three kitchen houses, basically for people who are pursuing towards spiritual life. I don't know how far it is effective now. There were three kitchen houses. And Yudhishthira Maharaj was telling, my dear uncle, did you maintain yourself by staying and taking prasadam in such three kitchen houses? He is asking his uncle. And he continues saying, uncle, my dear Vidura uncle, and also you might have visited that holy place known as Dwaraka. You might have visited that holy place. In that holy place, kindly tell me, how are my friends? How are our friends and well-wishers? Kindly tell me, how are the descendants of Yadu are doing there? And tell me, how is that Lord Dwaraka is doing there? You might have seen them and heard them. Are they living happily in their abodes known as Dwaraka? Are they living happily? He is inquiring like this. All the courtyard people, they are all attention, looking at Vidura. Thus being questioned by Yudhishthira Maharaj like this, Vidura, Mahatma Vidura, slowly started answering for all his questions, except one thing. He did not mention the annihilation of the ఎందుకైనా ఈ పర్పస్ఫుల్ ఈ కన్సీల్ దట్ హీ ఆన్సర్డ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ బికాస్ ప్రభుపాద్ సేస్ అకార్డింగ్ టు నీతి శాస్త్ర దట్ ఈస్ త్రీ కోర్స్ ఈవెన్ దో ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇట్ మే బి అ ట్రూత్ అన్పలాటబుల్ ట్రూత్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి టోల్డ్ టు అదర్స్ ఈవెన్ దో ఇట్ మే బి ట్రూత్ అన్పలాటబుల్ ట్రూత్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి టోల్డ్ డైరెక్ట్లీ బికాస్ ఇట్ మే కాజ్ దెమ్ మోర్ డిస్ట్రెస్ whether you conceal it or not, distress is bound to come. Invariably they will come to know, but let's one is suggested not to, you know, tell it directly. So he purposefully refrained from it. So likewise Maharaj Mahatma Vidura, he was treated exactly like a godly person by his palace mates. And also Prabhupada mentions the very purpose of Vidurji returning back to the kingdom of Pandavas is to just to rectify his elder brother Dhritarashtra. He had this thing in mind. He had acquired such a wonderful knowledge, the knowledge of devotional science from Maitreya. He came back, he thought, let me educate my foolish elder brother. That was his original purpose of returning back. So one contention here is, Vidurji when he was telling everybody, see many queens, Pandavas, Kripacharya, even spiritual master, you know, like they were all rapt attention listening to him. Prabhupada says here, how come everybody are listening to Vidurji like this? Somehow he has been considered as a son of a Shudrani. Yes, can we listen to his words? That thought, such a thought comes to us. Prabhupada clarifies very wonderfully here, yes, by birth he may be a Shudra, born to a Shudrani. But this personality has taken Shiksha from a saint or a sage known as Maitreya, he is so ordinary. This personality whom we are referring as Shudra is none other than Yamaraj. According to the Manduka Mani's curse, he had become Shudra. So he may be acting in this life as a Shudra, but he is never a Shudra in consciousness. Also, Prabhupada very nicely give indications of Mahaprabhu's statement, you know, Kiva Vipra, Kiva Nyash Shudra Kenaraya, Eli Krishna Tattvavetta, Sehi Guru Haya, he may be a Vipra Brahmana, Kiva Nyash, he may be Sanyashi Shudra Kenaraya, he may be Shudra also like Vidura, Eli Krishna Tattvavetta, whoever knows the science of Krishna, say Guru Raya, he is the spiritual master. So with this conclusion of the scriptures, Prabhupada concludes, he was never a Shudra. In fact, he is much better than many of the Brahmanas put together. That is why, having grown this particular knowledge in their mind, they were very wrapped in attention listening to Vidurji. So Vidura continued, especially some of the statements now, very, very, very high gravity statements, pointing towards his elder brother. Though he was talking to Yudhishthira, but he was pointing towards Dhritarashtra. He says, insurmountable eternal time imperceptibly overcomes those who are too much attached to family affairs and are always engrossed in their thoughts. That means he is telling, those who are foolishly engaged in their family affairs, thinking to be the only soul or the objective of their life, they will be overcome by something known as eternal time. They will be defeated. Prabhupada says here, every duration of life is measured. He is telling, every living entity's duration of life is measured. And nobody can able to enhance even a single second more than that allocated for each and every living entity. It is measured. It is allocated for all of us. No matter however harsh we may endeavor, it won't be enhanced. That is why one should be very serious in utilizing every single bit of a second towards self-realization and towards realizing the Supreme Lord. He is mentioning this slowly, you know, indirectly and directed towards Dhritarashtra. Now slowly points directly to Dhritarashtra saying, my dear king, see, he is referring Who? Vidura is referring to Vipulishtra. My dear king, so please, get out from here. He uses these words. My dear elder brother, enough. Please, get out from this place. Do not delay. Just see how fear has overtaken you. He is looking at Dhritarashtra and telling, please get out from this place. Just see how fear has overtaken you, because he is full of fear. Who? Dhritarashtra. He said, see how fear has overtaken you. Just get out from this place. He says, whoever is under the influence of Supreme Kala, the eternal time, must surrender his most dear life, and not to speak of other things like wealth, honor, children, land and wealth. He is mentioning to his elder brother, no matter how dear may be your life to you, my dear brother, one day you have to give up. One day you have to give up. Needless to say, our fool is dependent on wife, child, wealth, land, etc. Your father, your brother, your children, your well-wishers, everybody left before you. Dhritarashtra's father's name is Vichitravirya, right? He left when Dhritarashtra was very young. His brother Pandu left very early, very many years before him. All his hundreds of children, very dear children, grandchildren, relatives, they were all massacred in the war. They were all massacred in the war. You have lost all your men and money also, because he is no more a king. But he is telling king just to kindle him, it seems. He is no more a king because he has lost men, money, everything. And now, my dear brother, you are living at the mercy of your nephew, whom you always try to kill them, and now you are living at the mercy of your nephew. How shameful is your condition. Despite all this, you want to prolong your life? Very shameful, my dear brother, very shameful. Please get out from here. Right from birth, you are blind by nature. And now I heard that, you cannot able to hear properly also. Your memory is shortened and your intelligence is disturbed, because I can see from your face. Your teeth is loosened, it is shaking, you cannot able to chew properly, and your liver is defective, and you are coughing up mucus, kapha. This is your condition now. Alas, he is telling, oh my God, Vidurji is telling, how powerful are the hopes of a living entity to continue this family life. Oh my God, he is telling Vidurji, verily you are living like a household dog, my dear brother. You are living like a household dog, and you are eating the remnants of food given by Bhimadeva. Prabhupada says, why he mentioned the name of Bhimadeva is Bhima. Bhima is, he is the one who killed his two dearmost children, Duryodhana and Dushasana. That is why he is telling how shamelessly you are staying in the house, taking the remnants of, you know, given by Bhima. Very shameful. Please, get out from here. There is no need to live a degraded life, my dear brother. There is no need to live such a degraded life. And subsist on the charity of those whom you tried to kill before. There is no need. You have humiliated one of their wives, and you have usurped their kingdom cheatfully. My dear Dhritarashtra, my dear brother, please get out. Please get out from here. Don't be a Gruhamedi. You have already become a Gruhamedi shamelessly. Please get out. Prabhupada mentions here a very nice comparison between Grihastha and a Gruhamedi. Grihasthas are supposed to, Grihastha we call it as an ashrama, like four social and four vanashrama dharma. This is one of the ashrama. Grihastha life, Prabhupada cautions especially the devotees, is not a license for self gratification. Chalo aap kar sakte. No. One has to be very cautious. It is not a license for sensual pleasure and sense gratification. Krusta Shrama. Gurhastha Shrama is an ashrama wherein an husband and wife should group together, practice the devotional science to go back to Godhead. That should be the objective of the family members. But my dear brother, you are shamelessly living as a Gruhamedi, the opposite of Gruhastha. Shamelessly involved in sense gratification. Shamelessly taking the food given as a remnant from them. Shamelessly staying in the palace. Please get out, my dear brother. Please get out. Very wonderfully Prabhupada says. And also, just like to remind the Prahlad Maharaj's statement, Yan Maitunadi Gruhamedi Sukham Hi Tucham. He says, we may feel the pleasure of family association, children, wife, land, wealth, etc. is tucham, he says, very, very insignificant. He is condemning it. He is condemning those people who possess such a consciousness. He condemns them, saying it is as good as equivalent to one drop of ocean water compared to the whole ocean available there. The comparison given is whatever the pleasure we think we can get by us by involving in family affairs is one drop of the water. The entire ocean is compared to the rasa we get by serving the great Lord Krishna. That is the comparison he is here. And also, very, very wonderful examples is given here. I mean the references from the scriptures. It is known as Andhagupa. For those people, for those Gruhasthas who do not involve in utilizing Gruhastha Ashrama towards spiritual progress, they are all blind people in a well. What will be the situation if a blind person staying in a well? Very, very horrible situation. It is Andhagupa. So he says, Prabhupada mentions here saying, those people who are blind like that, if they turn towards Govinda, definitely in that dark well, there will be light. He mentions like that. Prabhupada mentions here, 5000 years ago, there was one Dhritarashtra, but at the present days, every home has got a Dhritarashtra. Every home has got a Dhritarashtra. Now that means, everybody are indulged, not in Gruhasthashtama, maximum they are Grahamedis. To stick to family life to the end of one's human life is the grossest type of degradation, and there is an absolute need of Viduras to educate such Dhritarashtras even at the present moment. Prabhupada says, he continues saying, my dear brother, despite your unwillingness to die and your desire to live even at the cost of honor and prestige, your miserly body will certainly deteriorate one day like an old garment. My dear brother, take my advice, please get out. Come with me, let's go. He is telling these words, these instructions to Dhritarashtra. He is telling, he is called an undisturbed personality who goes to an unknown place and free from all obligations. One who can quit material body peacefully, he is considered to be a dhira, an undisturbed personality. My dear brother, I request you, please get out. Let's get out from this house. Listening to these wonderful instructions of Mahatma Vidura, he could able to grasp the summary of what Vidurji is mentioning. Firmly convinced by introspective knowledge, broke at once the strong network of familial affection by his resolute determination, thus he immediately left home, searching the path of liberation as directed by his younger brother. Very wonderful thing Prabhupada mentions here. Though he was blind by birth, though the whole life he was blind spiritually, by the wonderful association of Mahatma Vidura, he could able to understand the path of liberation. That is why Sadhu Sangha is glorified. Mahaprabhu says, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhi Aya. Even a little association one makes with the great souls that can change our life through Mr. Srila Prabhupada, who has changed so many lives. Very, very important. Somehow he was fortunate at the end of his life. Oh, my brother is giving such wonderful instructions. He is convinced. He went away. And the gentle and the charged lady, his wife Gandhari, quietly followed him. Next morning, when Yudhishthira Maharaj, after finishing his morning prayers, giving charity, generally has a habit of giving charity in the morning, cows, grains, you know, etc. After giving charity, and after, you know, he just came to pay obeisances to the elders. When he came to that particular chamber where Dhritarashtra were there, he was shocked to see his uncle was not there. He was also shocked to see Mata Gandhari is also not there. Just besides that, a very morose Sanjaya was sitting. He asked, "My dear Sanjaya, where is my uncle and aunt? Do you know? Where is my uncle and aunt? In this war, he has lost everything. All his children he has lost, grandchildren, everything he has lost. He is so deeply affected with pain. Has he taken that as an offense from me? Has he not forgiven me for that? Because of that, have they left me? Have they left to drown to the Ganges? Tell me, Sanjaya, have you seen them? Have you seen them?" When my father Pandu died at a very early age, we didn't have any other to look for us. These two great uncles, Mahatma Vidura and Dhritarashtra, took care of us. I am very, very indebted and grateful to them. My dear Sanjaya, tell me, where have they gone? Do you know, because you are a very dear servant of Dhritarashtra, please tell me, where have they gone? Please tell me. Sanjaya, right from beginning, he was a staunch servant of Dhritarashtra. He considered him as his master. Prabhu, the Bhagavatam mentioned here, he was very morose. Lot of anxiety, he was unable to speak. Full of tears. He was remembering the feet of his master. That's how the Bhagavatam says. Remember the feet of his master, Dhritarashtra. With a tearful condition, he says, "My dear king, I really do not know where these two great souls went. Surely I have been cheated by these two great souls." Because Sanjaya never expected Dhritarashtra will leave him one day like this without informing. That's why he says they have cheated us. Even Vidurji, they have cheated us and they have left. I don't know where they have gone. Honestly, I do not know where they have gone. When Sanjaya was explaining such a situation to Yudhishthira Maharaj, Sri Narada Muni, the sage amongst the demigods, Mahajana, he came to the scene and he consoles. Now before consoling, he paid obeisances. Maharaj Yudhishthira paid obeisances and immediately he begs, "My dear Mahamuni, please tell, I am in great anxiety. Where is my uncle and aunt, my uncle Vidura?" He gave a lot of suggestions. In fact, he tell one wonderful thing actually. Because looking at the very, what you say, pitiable condition of Yudhishthira Maharaj, he says, "As a cow bound through the nose of a long rope is conditioned, so also human beings are bound by different Vedic injunctions and are conditioned to wear order of the Supreme." So he says, "My dear Maharaj, don't worry about these things. Don't worry about these things. As a player sets up and disperses his playthings according to his own sweet will, so the supreme will of the Lord brings men together and disperses.
All these days you were together with your uncle and aunt. Today you are telling they are all separated. Do not worry. Definitely the supreme will of the Lord is there in this. The supreme hand. The Lord's wish is there in this particular scenario. Don't worry about that. Please keep quiet. And he says, coming to this particular sloka, he mentions, Narada Muni says, do not worry, for everything there is an hand of the Lord. Many people consider the soul to be an eternal principle. It is true. Many schools of thought consider soul to be an eternal principle. This is definitely true. Many consider the material body to be perishable. Definitely this is also true. Or some considers that everything exists in the absolute truth. And some considers everything is inexplicable combination of matter and spirit. Various people consider as they wish. But let me tell you, whatever may be their contentions, whatever may be their schools of thoughts and their words, at any cost, let me tell you, Yudhishthira, the force of divine energy is uncheckable. One has no hand in it. Let me tell you, in either of the above cases, what may be their contentions, in either of the contentions, the force of divine energy is uncheckable. So don't think too much like a miser. Don't think too much. For this particular scenario, there is a hand of the Supreme Lord. Don't worry about it. Therefore, please give up your anxiety which has arisen due to your own ignorance. You are thinking, these helpless poor creatures, how they will exist without you? Very important statement it is. Even we think, without us, my children, my wife, my dependents will not exist. Just to remind, Purandar Das, you might have heard the name Purandar Das from Udupi. Is from a Madhva Parampara. He says very wonderful, simple statements. Bettala Kudiyaliro Sasige Neeraru. He says, for a small plant which is there on the top of a hill or a mountain, who has poured water? Have you poured? Have I poured? The same thing here Prabhupada says, out of ignorance we think, I am a husband, I am taking care of my wife and my children. They are dependent on me completely. But Prabhupada cautions here saying, yes, you have to act as a husband, wife, etc. But definitely, every living creature is allowed all protection by the order of the Supreme Lord only. The Lord is described here as Bhutabhrit. That means, one who gives protection to all living beings. There is no question of foolishly you thinking, without me, how my old uncle and aunt will survive. Don't think like that. Lord will take care of them. He is mentioning. Narada Muni is mentioning like that. He also continues saying, you know very well, this gross body consists of five elements. You know very well this era. But all these things is already under the control of eternal time, kala, action, karma, and the modes of material nature, guna. How then can be being already in the jaws of the serpent protect others? How wonderfully Narada Muni is mentioning to Yudhishthira Maharaj. We have possessing five panchabhuta, right? We have a panchabhuta. And it's mentioned here, this panchabhuta is strictly under the control of modes of material nature, guna. Kala is about that, because whatever we do possessing these modes of material nature, either in the mode of goodness, passion or ignorance, definitely kala will destroy that one day or the other. Whether it is maybe bad or good project or a bad project, one day that will be demolished. And karma also. You possess a body which is under this kala, karma and guna, which are considered to be a serpent. It is already under the jaws of a serpent. How foolishly you can think, Yudhishthira, that you can give protection to your uncle and aunt. Do not worry, he is under the protection of the
Supreme Lord. He mentions, continues saying, Yudhishthira, those who are devoid of hands are pray for those who have hands. Those devoid of legs are pray for the four-legged. The weak are the subsistence of the strong, and the general rule holds that one living being is put for another. He's mentioning, this is how the setup is maintained in this particular world. One living being has to survive on another living being. Artificially, don't try to change this. It is impossible for a human to change this arrangement. Definitely, this arrangement can be done only by surrendering to the Lord, only by the sweet will of the Lord, this arrangement can be taken out. Don't think foolishly, this can be removed artificially. So, my dear, this is also another wonderful thing he says. Here it is mentioned, the general rule is, one living being is put for another. Prabhupada gives a very nice scenario relating to the present day thing is, at one side, the people cannot, you know, talk about peaceful coexistence. At the other side, they cannot advocate butchering of animals. Both has to go together. All are the dependents or the sweet sons of the Lord. Both should be protected, both should go together. There cannot be butchering of animals on one side, and you cannot talk about nonsense, peaceful coexistence in the human community. That will not happen. And also he says, for all the blind leaders, politically or social leaders, he says, until and unless each and every living entity possesses the consciousness of the Lord, there can never be a Ramarajya. Ramarajya can be there only if the living entities possess the consciousness of Rama. That means, if they accept the Supreme Lord, it is possible. Artificially, we don't want Lord Rama, but we want Ramarajya. It is so foolish. That will not happen. So, my dear Yudhishthira, do not worry. Please keep quiet. The will of the Lord is here. Lord is there. So, don't worry about that. Therefore, O King, you should look to the Supreme Lord only, who is one without a second, and who manifests himself by different energies and is both within and without. Very wonderfully, the Lord is glorified as Advayam. That means he is absolute, one without a second. There may be millions of incarnations. Prabhupada uses the word. Millions and billions of incarnations. 64 teachers the Lord possesses. Vishnu possesses 60, etc. It doesn't mean that he possesses less quality, something low. No. He is the one Lord. He is the one Lord even though he possesses unlimited incarnations. Advayam is absolute one without a second. Such great Lord is in control of this situation. Do not worry. Therefore, do not to be disturbed by the affairs of so-called happiness and distress, my dear Yudhishthira Maharaj. Don't get disturbed by the so-called happiness and distress. Let me tell you, whatever happiness or suffering you are mentioning in front of me is absolutely due to what? Absolutely due to your illusion. Your illusion. Foolishly you are telling. You are telling that, you know, I am missing my uncle and aunt. Who is going to take care of them? It's only due to illusion. Please give up. Please give up. Rather, kindly look towards the Lord who has come now to perform his mission. Kindly look towards that. That is your prime duty. Leave out all these foolish thoughts. Who is going to take care of my uncle and aunt? The Lord is there to take care. He continues, Narmani continues saying, that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, in the guise of all devouring time, Kala, has now descended on the earth to eliminate the enemies from the world. So naturally, when the Lord comes, you know, we have heard ample amount of times, he comes when there is a predominant rise of a religion and to establish religion, religious principles, he comes. He came, but internally, you know, he always comes to perform his pastimes and to give joy to his devotees. That is the main reason, and this is an external reason, to demolish the demons. We know all these things. He came to the earth and he demolished Shishupala, right? Kamsa and all. He established the dharma. He is selling. So now, my dear, this year, rather than foolishly getting affected by this illusory affection, kindly contemplate on that particular Lord who has come to establish dharma. And very wonderfully Prabhupada says here, Kala Rupa, this which Kala Rupa, this actually for the devotees, Prabhupada says the factual form is disclosed. For the devotees, factual form is disclosed. They always like the factual form. But this Kala Rupa, for the non-devotees, they don't like, it seems. The karmis or the asuras or the non-devotees, they don't like this Kala Rupa, this eternal time. Because, and therefore, they think of the Lord as formless. In order to feel secure that they will not be vanquished by the Lord. See how nicely is the name. This casual form of the Lord is not at all pleasing to the asuras or non-devotees. And therefore, they think of the Lord as formless. And they feel, since he is formless, let me feel secure that I will never be vanquished by the Lord. We can continue with our nonsense. That is the asuric mentality. So, you being a very intelligent king, please remove all your anxiety. Forget about it. The Lord is in full control. The Lord has already performed his duties to help the demigods and is awaiting the rest. You Pandavas may wait as long as the Lord is here on the earth. See, he is mentioning Narada Muni. He continues and is telling, the Lord has already performed his duties to help the demigods. As he mentioned it before, he comes to protect his devotees, especially, answering the call of the devotees and the demigods. He answered them in establishing the religious principles on earth. And now he is awaiting the rest. Soon he will be going. Soon he will be going. But before he wanted to go, he wanted to ensure his descendants, that is Yadu dynasty, personalities also, should go before him. So it's the last desire that he wanted to send the Yadu dynasty before he leaves. So please wait for these things. Please wait for these things. Concentrate only on this. And also it's told here, Narada, like Vidura, did not disclose the imminent annihilation of the Yadu dynasty. See, he also did not disclose like Vidura. That is the civic code, that is the moral law. But indirectly gave a hint to the king and his brothers to wait till that incident happened and the Lord departed. So it's your duty. Please wait till that incident happened. He is mentioning all these instructions to him. And since he is a sage amongst the demigods, the Mahajana, he could foresee things. And he told to Yudhishthira, O king, your uncle Dhritarashtra, his brother Vidura and wife is Gandhari have gone to the southern side of the Himalaya mountains where there are shelters of the great sages. Don't worry, they have gone to a very safe place under the guidance, under the shelter of Mahatma Vidura. No need to panic, just concentrate your boat on this personality known as Lord Krishna. Just await his disappearance. With this, I can finish my discussion. From the next sloka onwards, another few slokas in this particular chapter mentions about what are all austerities he undertook, he underwent, and how did he give up his life? All this will be covered in the next class. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments, suggestions? Yes, sir.
As you told that by the wonderful association of Vidura, a great person like Dhritarashtra was also transformed who was non-devotee throughout his life. So we see, like when preaching is being done, that time also means many people come and they hear from this great devotee, sannyasis. They get their association. Many people even ask questions, they are very inquisitive also, they take the book, they take the beads also. They get that love master sadhu sangha. But they don't get that sarvasiddhi. So how we understand that? In what context exactly this verse is being spoken?
Can you please repeat your question loudly? It's a very wonderful question.
Hare Krishna.
We see that so many people are coming as we are doing the preaching, so many people are coming as sannyasis are giving lectures, very senior devotees are giving lectures. So they take the beads also, they take the books also, they hear, they ask questions also, they seem to be so inquisitive. They show interest, but after some time they go away. And means they get that love mantra sadhu sangha of very senior devotees. But means many times you don't see that service before. Even in the college, when we were there, college sitting was there. Many students came and then they went away after 6 months. So how this work is applicable, that by love matra sadhu sangha we are getting, sarva siddhi is not happening. And in what context, what sarva siddhi exactly means here?
Hope you all understood this question. Very, very wonderful question. Stelling, when Maharaj comes, senior devotees comes, they have the association. Though they have wonderful association, though they appreciate, they take the mala, they take the books and go. Seems to be in many situations, many circumstances, they don't seem to return back. How do we understand this? Sarva siddhi haya. And what context Mahaprabhu is mentioning this? I'd like to mention what Srila Prabhupada mentions. In fact, Prabhupada mentions for this commentary, you know, when Dhritarashtra had his association with Vidura, even he gives his own example. Prabhupada gives his own example. Even me also come under this particular category. When I met this personality, my Guru Maharaj, honestly, I was very much struck with his personality and by his words. That particular association I had in the first time gave me the strength of doing this, what do you say, highly unimaginable, very, very difficult thing of translating Bhagavatam in English and preaching in the Western world. He says it's very, very tough task, but that association I had in the beginning gave me the strength. Let me tell you, when Srila Prabhupada came also in the beginning, immediately he did not surrender and went to the West. How do you say this? What do you say for this? He carried that. Prabhupada carried that. But it exploded at a certain time. As Bhaktisiddhanta Thakurji also told, don't worry, need him. Don't worry, need him. He will do whatever he wants to do at a certain time. Even the, as I mentioned sometime also, even his godbrothers in Gaudiya Matha used to kindle Srila Prabhupada, telling him as a rotten Gruhastha. There is a word in Bengali, I do not know what word, you know. He used to tell him as a rotten Gruhastha. He used to look down upon him. But he says, Prabhupada says, majority of my work I have done as Gruhastha only. After all, it is a designation, Sannyasa, Gruhastha. These are all material designations. Whether you are inside the house or outside the house, as mentioned here, putting our consciousness, concentration towards devotional science, you know, Shravana Kirtana, Smarana Vandana, Pada Sevana, you know, these are the 9 categories what Prabhupada says is the one which we have to stick very, 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 very hard, whether you are in or out. For your question, even Prabhupada did not react immediately. Yes or no? But he reacted after some time. There were so many things happening. See, just because, you know, like he had an initial association, definitely that is going to give a boost for sure. They carry it to their house. There are so many considerations we have to take care. Things happen at its own pace. Even I remember His Holiness Radhana Pai Maharaji mentioning, we call people as karmis, worshippers of demigods, but please, Siddhi Jagannath Balaya Sutra Marayani ki, do not disturb them. Do not disturb them. Let them come in their own pace. If you disturb them, they will become completely divided. They will come at their own pace. This does not matter. So, when they have the association of such Mahatmas, definitely he is going to carry. You may not see the things immediately, as I can say, as I compared with Prabhupada's situation also. Definitely, they will come back. Another thing I would like to mention for your question is, His Holiness, Calcutta? Maharaj? Bhaktacharya Swami Maharaj, he was mentioning in a class saying, many of my godbrothers in the West, they fall down and they left sannyasa also. They all left the movement. They all left now. But don't worry, they have already tasted the nectar of Srila Prabhupada's philosophy, tasted the sweetness of Lord Krishna, they will definitely come where they will go. He says, they will definitely come. What do you say for this? They have come and gone. Those people are still not come. Correct? He says, definitely they will come. Once you have uttered the holy name, once you have worshipped the Mahatma, there's no question of escape, huh? No question of escape. So be very sure. And also, who says this? If your material life is very dear to you, Rupa Goswami, if your material life is very dear to you, if your beautiful wife is very dear to you, wonderful kids are kissing you, surrounded by wealth, etc., please don't go near the Yamuna River where there is one personality wearing a peacock hat, fan, you know, peacock feather, and is playing flute. By chance you go there, na?
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Night long you'll be chanting like this. It's like that. They will carry for sure. They will come back. Any other questions? 9:30, I think we have a show now. Last question. Prabhuji. Will stop? Huh?
One comment I just wanted to give.
Yes. Quickly.
The word you could not remember, the rotten word in Bengali, pocha.
Huh?
Pocha.
Rotten grahastha means?
No, then Bengali is pocha grahastha.
Pocha grahastha. They used to call him as pocha grahastha. His own godbrothers. Thinking him to be an ordinary grahastha. But this personality is celebrated, is been glorified in Brahmanda Purana. Which Purana is there? Brahma Vivarta Purana as Mantra Upasaka. Prabhupada is glorified in Brahma Vivarta Purana as Mantra Upasaka. There comes my dear Ganga in Kali Yuga. This Mantra Upasaka takes my name throughout this globe. It is glorified all over. Shishishma Bhagavatam ki.